أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we will look at سورة الكهف آية 67 to 82 التفسير. Last time we began the story of Musa عليه السلام and Khidr عليه السلام. The mention of the story begins in Ayah 60. We learned that when Musa عليه السلام left with his boy servant Yusha bin Nun to find a man indicated by Allah who was more learned than him. Musa alayhi salam was told to take along a fish with him in a basket or a vessel, where the fish would enter the sea at the junction was where the servant of Allah would be found. So Musa alayhi salam and his boy servant leave for their journey. On their way, Musa alayhi salam falls asleep by a rock. Yusha bin Nun sees the fish jump into the water in a strange way. But when Musa alayhi salam wakes up, the servant forgets to tell him about the fish. They both continue on their journey until Musa alayhi salam gets tired and asks for the servant to bring their meal or their fish. The servant remembers how the fish was lost, and Musa alayhi salam and the servant retrace their steps back to the location. There, they find Khidr alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam asks him if he could follow him, so he could learn from the knowledge that was given to him. Here we will continue with the story. Khidr alayhi salam, who is the teacher of Musa at this point, says, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Khidr alayhi salam here is saying, you will not be able to bear with patience with me. From this, we learn that the teacher should clarify the requirements from the student at the beginning. What is expected from the student? Here Khidr alayhi salam conveys his requirements to have patience. And he says, but you will not be able to. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ. Indeed, you will not or never be able to. There is a lot of emphasis in إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ. You is mentioned two times. Why? This is because Khidr alayhi salam knew Musa alayhi salam would not be able to have patience with him. Musa alayhi salam could have said and gave an excuse how he was patient with Fir'aun and how he was patient with his nation of Bani Israel. We will see Musa alayhi salam's response later. Khidr alayhi salam knew that Musa alayhi salam would not be able to have patience because the type of knowledge that he possessed was different from that which was with Musa alayhi salam. Therefore, he would not be able to endure with patience. From this, we also learn that teachers have a certain insight into students in terms of their abilities. And Khidr alayhi salam is understanding and out of his mercy says, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. How will you be able to endure with patience of which you cannot encompass? Seeing things at all four angles, as Musa alayhi salam could see at only one angle in regards to the matter. For example, what was the good in something? He could only see from his own perspective and based on the knowledge that he had. So Khidr alayhi salam says, how can you have patience? It's not your fault. You will not be able to encompass the matters that Khidr alayhi salam had to take care of, because they were from the matters of the ghaib or unseen, and beyond his ability to recognize it. What do we learn from here? That we need patience to gain knowledge. And before we learned, we also need humbleness to gain knowledge. Knowledge is learned when a person humbles himself before the ustad or a teacher. Only then he can gain knowledge. Whereas if a student has no respect or regard for his teacher, then how will he gain knowledge from him? To learn, humility and humbleness is needed. For example, if one wants water, does a person place the glass below the jug or above it? The glass has to stay below the jug for the water to come into it. But if the glass goes above the jug, can the water ever go in it? No. Likewise, when one wants to gain knowledge, and for the knowledge, water is used as an example, especially the knowledge of wahi or revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as when a hand that has to take has to be in a lower position, and it cannot be high and be disrespectful to the teacher. Also, even if we are paying the teacher, a person cannot treat them like their employee. To gain knowledge of Wahi, as students, we have to be the hand that takes and is lower, because the teacher or the ustad is the hand that gives. Elders of previous generations would say, those who show respect are the ones with good fortune. Ones without respect are ones unfortunate. So one without respect and regard cannot gain any knowledge. Secondly, patience. One cannot gain knowledge with impatience, or someone who wants it to end quickly. Nor we should question what we are learning from the knowledge. This is also impatience. We must trust the teacher in their expertise. So Musa alayhi salam says, قَالَ سَتَجِدُونِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهَ صَابِرًا. Soon you will find me one patient. But why does he say إِن شَاءَ اللَّهَ? Because it is not up to a person to have patience. This is only if it is the will of Allah. This shows the resolve of Musa alayhi salam in learning. And him saying, you will find me patient, means I will fulfill all these requirements of being patient. From insha'Allah, he is saying, whatever patience you need from me, I will be committed to it. Whatever is the standard requirement for Khizr as a teacher or ustad. For example, as a teacher expects all students to do their best and achieve high marks, while a student has his own standard and is satisfied with a C. So when a student only works for a C, this is not at par at the expectations of the teacher, which would be an A. So the patience Musa alayhi salam showed with Fir'aun and with his nation was not what Khizr alayhi salam was looking for. Musa alayhi salam is saying, I will, insha'Allah, fulfill your requirement in patience. We will see how Musa alayhi salam says, insha'Allah, but still is unable to show his patience. We think that when we say, insha'Allah, what we intend to do will happen for sure. But this is not necessarily the case. Rather, when we say, insha'Allah, we leave the matter to Allah, that if he wills, it will happen. And if he wills, it will not. We also learned that previous prophets also used to say, insha'Allah. So the next thing Musa alayhi salam says, وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا, and I will not disobey you in any matter. لَكَ here shows for you, and this is out of respect for his teacher, Khizr alayhi salam, saying, I will not disobey you out of respect and regard for you. Even if Khizr never set that as a condition, that you will not disobey me, Khizr alayhi salam only spoke about patience. So why does Musa alayhi salam say this? We learn that the teacher should not have to demand the students obeying the teacher, and for students to listen to him or her. When one becomes a student, it is understood that a student will listen to the teacher and obey in fulfilling the requirements of the class. So far, we saw humility, patience, commitment, and obedience of the teacher. We see the prophets never ask for any reward for their knowledge. Even if the ustad or teacher doesn't ask, it is the responsibility of the student to respect and obey. Then Khizr alayhi salam says, قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي, if you follow me. Then Khizr alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam of his condition to let him follow with him. There is no gaining knowledge from any book but following after Khizr alayhi salam wherever he went. Sometimes we see as doctors are followed by medical students in what is called shadowing to gain hands-on learning. So Khizr alayhi salam is saying, if you follow me, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ, do not ask me any questions. Because if too many questions are asked before its time, it becomes a source of hindrance in gaining the knowledge. For example, if a student asks excessive questions just in the first lesson, for example, when we began learning Surah Al-Fatiha. So Khizr alayhi salam says, do not ask me questions until حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا, until I narrate or explain to you about it myself. Although asking questions is necessary, but if a student cuts off a teacher in the middle of teaching, it takes the teacher off track from the matter being taught, and other students also suffer. Here, Khidr alayhi salam says, "You will not ask me questions until I tell you about it." In uhditha means a brief mention, or something that will be mentioned after some time, or even passing of many days. Here, we learn that a teacher or sa'd can place any conditions necessary for their teaching. And a student cannot question, as Musa alayhi salam doesn't question any of the conditions but accepts them. So any conditions placed by a teacher, an instructor, or the institution upon the student must be fulfilled. Different teachers and instructors have different conditions. So here Khidr alayhi salam tells Musa the conditions of taking him. فَانْطَلَقَ So they both proceeded, and the journey of learning, the rihla, begins. حتى إذا ركب في السفينة خرقها. We will continue from the hadith. After their conversations and agreement, they reached the bank of the river. They both proceeded, meaning Musa alayhi salam and Khidr. So if possible, Yusha bin Nun remained behind. At the bank of the river, there was a boat. They both embarked the boat. The people of the boat recognized Khidr alayhi salam. We don't know how they recognized him. This is not mentioned in the hadith. Perhaps they knew him as a pious man and decided to take them upon the boat without taking any payment from them. They had not gone too far, and Musa alayhi salam sees Khidr alayhi salam quietly taking up planks from the ship or the boat. Musa alayhi salam sees Khidr alayhi salam damaging the boat. He asks, "How could you break the boat of these people who let us ride without taking any payment? The boat and its people will all sink, and this is a bad thing." Immediately, Khidr alayhi salam responds, "Didn't I tell you, you wouldn't be able to have patience with me?" Musa alayhi salam immediately sought to excuse himself from the questioning and asked to be forgiven and not to be harsh for his mistake. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that this first mistake of Musa was due to his forgetfulness. Now we will look back at the ayahs. فَانْطَلَقَ Until they both embarked. Fi in the boat. It indicates possibly the depth of the boat, perhaps its lower deck or depths where they went. Because when they broke the boat, خَرَقَهَا they sat where there were no other people. So Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا Musa says, "Did you break it? Make a hole in it. لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا So you drown its people. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا Here, according to the knowledge of Musa, this was a bad thing. This is why Khidr alayhi salam stopped him before and knew that Musa alayhi salam would not be able to bear what he had to do with patience. He knew Musa alayhi salam had the knowledge of his Sharia and what the job of a prophet was, which was to enjoin people to do good and prohibit people from doing bad. So when Musa alayhi salam sees things that are incomprehensible, how would he tolerate it? As we see, when Musa alayhi salam was long ago with the Fir'aun, he could not bear when a man of Bani Israel was in dispute with an Egyptian, the Kipti, and Musa alayhi salam came to his rescue. And in the process, Musa alayhi salam killed the Kipti by mistake. As Musa alayhi salam could never tolerate oppression of people. And we learn how Musa alayhi salam helped the two young women who were standing back from watering their sheep. And he offers to help. Musa alayhi salam always helped others and did not tolerate wrong done to others as a person and as a prophet. So now when Musa alayhi salam saw what Khidr alayhi salam did, he not only asked why he did it, but comments and says, "This is a big wrong." Then we see Khidr alayhi salam's mercy and his understanding Musa alayhi salam and how he could not tolerate what he had to do. Here, Khidr alayhi salam is calm. He says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا Didn't I tell you, you would not be able to have patience with me? Here, this is the first warning to Musa alayhi salam. Then Musa alayhi salam says, قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ. Do not hold me accountable because of my forgetting. Not saying what you did was wrong and now you're telling me to be patient. When we compare our conduct with that of Musa alayhi salam, we see a big difference. Also, we see Musa alayhi salam's conduct as a student. He immediately accepts his mistake and says, وَلَا تُرْحِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا. Do not be angry with me and deal with me with harshness. From this, we also learn that teachers or ustads should overlook the students who are beginners. So here, Musa alayhi salam asks to be overlooked as he forgets. In the hadith, we learn that at this point, a bird flies by and perches on the edge of the boat. And it takes a little water in its beak and flies away. Upon seeing this, Khidr alayhi salam says to Musa, My knowledge and your knowledge and the knowledge of all the creation in comparison to the knowledge of Allah is like what the bird has taken from the sea. So here Khidr alayhi salam states how his knowledge, which is more than Musa alayhi salam, combined with the knowledge of Musa alayhi salam, which was more than all the ordinary people combined, is not even as much as the amount of water the bird took in its beak compared to the entire sea. And this is just an example to convey a point, because even the water of all the seas is finite and has a limit. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no boundaries and is infinite. Subhanallah. So the boat reaches the bank and they both get off and proceed. While they were walking, Khidr alayhi salam looked upon some kids that were playing. He takes one of the boys and twists his head, and the boy dies. Musa alayhi salam becomes worried and says, Did you kill a soul, an innocent soul, even though he did not kill anyone else, such as a kisas or a retribution? He says, You did a horrible thing. Khidr alayhi salam said, This is why I said you would not be able to bear with me. This time, Khidr alayhi salam warned him sternly, more than before. Alayhi salam says, If I ask you again, then do not keep me with you, and there would be no blame upon you. Now we look back at the ayahs. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا So they both proceeded until when they both met a boy. فَقَتَلَهُ Then he killed him. Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ Did you kill an innocent soul without any soul, meaning without being a reason or a penalty for killing another, called qisas? قَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا Certainly you did a horrible or a hateful thing. Here we see an ikhtilaf or difference of opinion with his teacher. We see that knowledge of Khidr alayhi salam was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While a teacher or ustad from an ordinary people can make a mistake, and a student can have their own opinion about a certain matter. Here Musa alayhi salam made another mistake of making a judgment without having complete knowledge of the matter. He didn't know the secret behind the actions of Khidr alayhi salam. And we learn, فَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ Above every possessor of knowledge is another with more knowledge. This is very easy to say, but there are matters where when we do not understand the reason behind certain difficult matters, we forget and begin to question. This happens when we see someone's child die, or someone becoming disabled, or seeing something really bad happen to someone. At that time, we must remember that we do not have knowledge, and only Allah's knowledge is complete. We must remind ourselves that we do not know the hidden matter behind the tragedy, but Allah is the knower of all that is hidden. We should remember that our knowledge is not even as much as the water in the beak of a bird. But we forget and immediately start to make comments, even if we remember it was a decree of Allah. How many people remember at that time how little is their knowledge, and do not have a complete perspective nor encompass it properly. As Khidr alayhi salam had said, you will not be able to encompass or understand. Then Khidr alayhi salam says, Alam akul laka. Here he adds laka to you, showing the intensity and with more seriousness. إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. Indeed, you will not be able to endure with patience with me. You do not have the patience that is needed with this knowledge. Then, قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني. Musa alayhi salam says, who desired seeking this knowledge so much? He pleads, if I ask you again about anything after this, do not keep company with me. قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. And you will not have an excuse to keep me. Musa puts this condition upon himself. In Ibn Jarir, it is mentioned that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would supplicate for someone, he would make dua for himself as well. So he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy be upon Musa. Only if he had stayed with his companion longer and had patience with him, we would have learned many matters of wonder. But because of his condition, he ended his excuse. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. In fact, I reach from me an excuse. If I do it again, then do not keep me with you. So they both proceeded. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرِيَةٍ. Until they came to a people of a town. دَقْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. They asked for food from his people. فَأَبَوْا. But they refused. أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. They take them as guests. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا. So they both found there a wall. يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَضَّ. The wall wanted to fall, meaning it was about to collapse. فَأَقَامَهُ. Then he made it to stand, meaning repaired it. We will look at the hadith. So they both proceeded to a people of a certain town, and they asked for food from them, but they refused to take them as guests. Long ago, when people traveled, the people of the place would feed the traveler in their area. They would let them drink from their well, give them food, and make an arrangement for them to spend the night, as there were no hotels at that time. So this is a right of a Muslim upon another Muslim. As in the Sharia, it is to be hospitable to a guest for one night and one day. The next 2 days, they can be fed with whatever the people of the house eat. So the hospitality of 3 days and three nights is incumbent upon a guest or upon a Muslim for his Muslim brother. And if a traveler comes into an area and he has no means of spending, then the community must make arrangements for their food and shelter for 3 days and three nights. And this is a must. So when these two came, the townspeople refused to give them food. It was difficult because they did not know where to stay or get the food from. So upon their way, they saw a wall which was about to collapse. Khizr alayhi salam fixes it and straightens it. In another narration, it is mentioned that he broke the wall completely and rebuilt it brick by brick. Musa alayhi salam at this says that we came to this town and its people refused hospitality. It was their job to fix the wall. And you could have asked for wages to pay or give us food. Khizr alayhi salam said, this is our parting, no more chances. Looking back at the ayahs, Musa alayhi salam says, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Musa alayhi salam was not able to remain quiet as he was tired and hungry and disappointed with the conduct of the people of the town. So he said, if you willed, you could have surely taken a payment for it. Here the people of the town did not recognize them. Otherwise, they would not have behaved the way they did. So we learned that anyone who is a person of knowledge and gets mistreated should not get impatient. As we see who could be more honorable than the prophets among mankind. And here it was Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. Even the people of the town didn't regard them. Their being prophets was not written on their faces, and it could happen to anyone. Then Khidr alayhi salam says, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. This is parting between you and me, because Musa alayhi salam became impatient. We learned that due to impatience, people lose their golden chances in life. This could happen to someone who is about to gain knowledge or other blessings, but loses it by the wrong use of their tongue. سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطيع عليه صبرا. I will inform you and tell you about that which you were not able to have patience upon. Saying, I will tell you about what you came to learn. There we see that Musa alayhi salam's lesson ended.